Go anywhere in Kansas, and you're bound to see barbed wire. That prickly fencing that rips clothing and keeps livestock from wandering off. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner takes us to La Crosse, the barbed wire capital of the world.
This is a mock-up of Joseph Glidden's first barbed wire making machine. This is what he built basically out of junk in his barn in order to make the first barbed wire.
That's Brad Pinka, president of the Kansas Barbed Wire Collectors Association. It's been 150 years since Glidden, a farmer from DeKalb, Illinois, invented his version of the two-strand barbed wire. It was simple, yet elegant, and it all started in his wife's kitchen.
He used a coffee grinder, welded two pins onto the end of it, and the idea was to stick a piece of straight wire between the two pins, one's long and one's short, and turn the crank, and that twisted the wire into a barb, and then it was cut off with a pair of cutters, cut off at an angle.
His invention revolutionized the prairie. It encouraged homesteaders to stake out farms, which led to towns, more people, and even more towns.
It totally changed the face of this part of the country. It really affected the environment. I mean, you went from a big open area all of a sudden to organized territory, settlements.
You can learn about the history of barbed wire and its impact on the West in La Crosse, Kansas, barbed wire capital of the world. And just how did La Crosse get that designation? The idea formed in 1967.
There were a group of businessmen that were trying to find something that they could use to draw people to La Crosse, kind of give us something unique.
They learned that there were people who collected barbed wire. The town had a small collection already and invited collectors to visit.
I've been told that by noon on the first day, they were running all over town, scrounging tables and chairs. They had it at the fairgrounds, trying to beg, borrow, or steal anything they could because they had so many participants, and it ended up with over 2,000 people that weekend.
Today, the Kansas Barbed Wire Museum features more than 2,700 pieces of wire from all over the world, as well as a theater with educational films, a research library, and dioramas of early barbed wire use. There's even an annual Miss Barbed Wire pageant and variety show. And every year, on the first weekend in May, barbed wire collectors from around the nation flock to La Crosse to swap and sell the wire that helped tame the West. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Barbed Wire Museum in La Crosse at KMUW.org.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.